Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind. Hey, what's going on? It's your man Cassie, number one, you another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, you know, always got to thank everybody that's been supporting, showing me love all the time. I'm hitting these podcasts and regular now. It's part of my life. It's part of my regular routine. So I'm telling you, I'm excited. I'm rejuvenated, guys. Let me tell you, man, before I get into the topic, I'm rejuvenated, guys. For a while, I found peace. Life was good. So, you know, other business ventures were happening. But I found peace. I lost the fire I used to have. But the fire's come back lately. We got some things going on. Possibly a new location we're moving to. Just a lot of great things are going on. So I want to let y'all know that I appreciate y'all for always rocking with me, sticking with me, and being patient with me. All right. So what's this talking about, right? We're talking about men that marry women with other kids. Now, before I start talking, I know the haters, oh, Cass, here you go, get on women with kids, you know, oh, you're going to belittle the black women and all that, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'm just speaking in reality from a black man's perspective, okay? Now, I'm not going to sit here and call those men simps. I'm not. I think that's a little bit too far, right? I think simp is worse than that. But what we got to understand that we live in a society right now that black men are devalued. And even though our value is high, but we're devalued because the product that's being produced now for us has devalued itself. So they want to devalue you. Let me explain. Back in the day, it was easy, even when I was younger. Y'all don't want to reveal my age, but even when I was younger, it wasn't hard to find a virgin. Like, it really wasn't. Growing up, there were a lot of women that were virgins. I've taken virginity of some women myself over time. But in general, it was not hard for you to find a virgin. Sex wasn't as now people were having sex, don't be wrong. So that never goes away. But women valued their chastity. They valued their virginity. They valued their womb. They valued the interaction, how many men they were with. They valued it. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there were hoes out there fucking a whole bunch of guys and stuff like that. And maybe a lot of women that we thought were wholesome, good women were fucking on the low and didn't tell nobody. But you know what? It wasn't a bragging right back then for a woman to say, hey, I've slept with 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 men. It wasn't a flex. So even if they did do it, they did everything in their power to hide it because it was shameful. So at the end of the day, you could meet a woman that even though maybe she had maybe 4 or 5 guys, but she never would say nothing to you about it because it was embarrassing. It wasn't something that she was proud of. Now, women are going out there saying it's okay to have sex with 30, 40, 50 men. It's okay for them to suck dick and go to Miami trips. It's okay for that. It's called women's independence. It's called being liberal. It's called being free. It's called my body, my choice. And at the end of the day, it's completely fine. They can go out there, do whatever they want. They go to Jamaica to have a Jamaican guy rub mud on them and bring them back to the hotel. I've heard stories of women going out to, and this is from their mouths. I'm not talking about what I hear. I'm not talking about hearsay. This is from their mouths. I know women have gone to foreign countries, married, and met the hotel busboy and fucked the shit out of him for the weekend. I know women that have gone to the sex clubs and have wild sex with people. But then, you know what I'm saying? I know it all. I've seen it all, and I know personal accounts of something I've seen with my eyes. But that's what it is. That's liberal. Then, when they have all their fun, when they got all of their fun out the way, and they're like 40 guys in, two kids in, then they expect a man that makes a lot of money, that has built himself up over the years to be this awesome man, to then take care of her and her kid. But they brag about how valuable they are and what they want and their expectation, but they're bringing bad product. But then what the people that have the bad product get together and try to manipulate the system to tell you that you should accept that. That you're not the prize, they're the prize. That your value means nothing because this is valuable over here. That's like working hard to build your money up and you go to the store to buy a diamond and you get a piece of shit. That's the exact equivalent. I work hard my whole life to buy this diamond. I work hours after hours to be the man to buy this diamond. Then I run to the store expecting a diamond for my money. And they say, oh, no, this piece of shit is it now. I'm like, well, where's the diamond? The diamond? You want the diamond? Are you serious? This piece of shit right here? This is what it is. You don't deserve a diamond. This shit right here is the diamond. But I'm like, clearly this is a piece of shit. It's not a diamond. And they're like, well, sorry. You gotta deal with the shit. Well, how do I get to the diamond? Nigga, the shit is the new diamond. And that's what they're saying to us. The shit is the new diamond. And we're supposed to say, oh, okay, and still treat it like a diamond, right? So what do you do to a diamond? You shine a diamond, right? So you're supposed to take this piece of shit and shine the shit. But you know what happens when you try to shine shit? You spread shit more on yourself. But you're supposed to, as a diamond, and you're supposed to take care of this shit, right? Right? Like a diamond. A diamond you could breathe out in the sun, in the cold. You know what I'm saying? You could breathe out in the world and it glistens and it shines. You breathe a piece of shit out in the heat, it melts and it smells worse. But you're supposed to ignore the stink and still treat it like a diamond. Think about it. But that's what society tells us as men we should accept, is to treat the shit like diamond. So when you get a woman that have 40 guys, right? It's been used every which way. She done had so many size dicks in her. She don't even know her preference anymore. She done had so many sexual experiences that there's nothing new she could do with you. But you know what women say? But I love you. She said that to how many guys? And then she probably comes with a kid. So her womb has been, that's like going to the store and saying, I want an oven. And they say, okay, $900. And I'm like, okay, decent price for a new oven. Oh no, this is a used oven. Like, but I want a new one. No, you have to take this used oven. But it's used. But you have to take it. All right, well, cool. Well, can I do a discount because it's used? Oh no. This is, you got to treat it like it's brand new, even though it's been cooked in and it's dirty. You know, they don't cook pies and everything in it, but you still have to treat it like it's brand new. And you have to pay full price like it's new. Then when you ask, well, do you have new ovens? What the fuck you mean new ovens? Nigga, this is the new ovens. The old ovens is the new ovens. That's what it is. The old ovens and the new ovens. And then you got to search all these stores because every store is selling you used ovens that are already dirty. But see, the only thing difference is that, you know, you could maybe clean it up. You could clean up a used oven, but it's still used. It'll never be brand new again like it was. Like you get a woman that has 40 guys and has a kid and, you know, you could treat her right. And at the end of the day, she act a little better with you. But at the end, but still, it's a used product. There are 40 guys out there that say, I already been through your girl. And then we're not talking about the freakiness, because for some reason, women seem to not be that woman. They have threesomes and all this other stuff with dudes that weren't even serious about them, not trying to take care of them. They have threesomes, girlfriends, poly, swinging, all this stuff. But then when they get to you, now they want to be wholesome. Now they're like, I can't do none of that stuff with you. Oh, no, I can't suck dick and toss salad and have threesomes and all that shit. I can't do that with you. You know, I can't, you know, give into my bi-urt tendencies that I had with this other guy I was just dating. With my husband, no. We're just going to have regular missionary sex. That's what you get. Because you don't even get the freaky shit. Like, I guarantee you, if you get a woman that's had 40, 50 guys, she's had some of the most amazing, nastiest, freaky sex, threesome type shit. But she won't give that shit to you. I guarantee you, right now you're getting mediocre sex. You're getting her laying there. That's it. You're not getting that freaky chick she was. You're not getting that chick that probably brought women home to her for some dude that wasn't treating her right for threesomes. You're not getting that girl that's sucking dick and balls at the same time. You're not getting that girl. Because you don't think it like this, right? At least if you're going to get that type of woman, shit, she gonna bring the thunder in the bedroom for her. Your dick gonna be stay wet with pussy. Her pussy, her friend's pussy. You know what I'm saying? Her homegirls, a girl she met. Yo, she just on that. Now, I could say at the end of the day, okay, cool. If that's what you like and she's already about that life, you get together and you do that, that's a win. But see, the problem is they don't even bring that to you. Oh, I did that already. I don't want to do that with you. I've literally heard women that talk about they've had threesomes, they've had foursomes, they've done freaky stuff with exes or guys they were just talking to, but then their husband, they refuse to do shit with. He get missionary, he get a little bit ahead, or he get it from the back. But none of that freaky shit goes on because now all of a sudden, she's wholesome. Now all of a sudden, I'm not about that life no more. If you have a woman right now, guys, if you have a woman that you know her sexual past and she hasn't done that nasty, freaky shit with you, you the fool. If I'm going to get a used product, then I better get the benefit of it being used. Right? If I buy a used car, then I better get the benefits of paying lower for it. I'm not going to go buy a car that has high mileage and then pay top dollar for it. I mean, that's the equivalent of what these women did. They want you to pay premium prices for bronze quality. And then you don't even get the benefit. At least when you buy a used car, you get the benefit of the deal. You get the benefit. You know, the downside is the car may not last as long, that you're closer to problems with the car that you have to fix. That's fine. But at least you get the benefit of it's cheaper. You get the benefits of some of the features that you would have paid a lot for in other cars. In this used car, you still get these features and things you like, and you get it for cheaper. So you get a deal. You get what you want, but it may not be as used, but you pay cheaper for it. So fine, because there's certain things in a car you may not get brand new. You go to the car dealership and you want like neon lights inside, and it's an extra cost. But if you buy a used car, those lights and stuff are already in it at a cheaper cost. It just was used a little. Okay, great. What benefit do you get from a woman that's been passed around? We don't get none of that. She should be the freakiest shit in the world. Like all that experience, all that dick she had, man, she should be a sexaholic. Your balls should be drained every day. You should be walking around not even looking at another girl because your woman gives you so much loving. She should show you appreciation. Like, damn, you know what? Even though I come with used goods or a kid, you still treating me like a queen. Man, I'm going to treat you like the king you are and worship you. I'm going to cook and clean and make sure this house is good. I'm going to suck you off every night. I'm going to call my friends over to suck you off and find a girl where we just going to give you. I mean, she should be giving you abundance of stuff because you said, you know, I'm going to take this you stuff and I'm going to treat it good. But I know these women will get mad. I'm not saying for a man to treat you bad. But if a man decides to, all right, cool, I already know you got 20 guys and you got a kid, but you know, I'm still going to treat you like a queen. Then that woman should be treating him like a king then. Like this man's balls should be empty. Like, man, he should be tight. He should be like, baby, I'm good. You should be throwing other bitches at him. Like, yo, I got a good man, girl. You know what I'm saying? Have fun with my man. You should be throwing it at him. The best present for a good man is to get him another woman. Let's be real. I know you guys are like, yo, yeah, but it's the best thing. getting a man attention, love, and effect. I mean, you should be thanking God that he brought your man that's going to do that. But no, you know what these women do? They treat the nigga bad. They don't, none of that freaky stuff happen. She ain't cooking, cleaning, taking care of him. She getting mad at him because he not doing enough in her eyes. You come use good, but you have the audacity to insult this man and by not giving him twat, not taking care of his needs, not being there for him, not thanking God and the Lord that he said, damn, baby, I'm with you regardless of all what you've been through. But no, in our society today, a woman can have two kids, ran through everybody and complain about her man to take care of her and she gets sympathy. It's like, oh, girl, you don't need him. If he's not attention to your needs or, you know, he's not understanding that that was before you. So, you know what I mean? Or, you know what? That's not his kid. It doesn't matter. He should. I mean, literally, that's what it is. So when men get in that, I'm not saying, because I always have to put this disclaimer in my podcast. Every woman's like that. I'm not saying that any woman that has a kid or has a high body count doesn't deserve love. Not saying that. I believe everybody deserves love, but I believe your actions in your life, you have to think and then you have to understand how to move according to that. You can't sit there and know you don't have 40 guys and 2 kids and then you expect the man to be a millionaire. You expect an alpha grade millionaire guy to take care of you. And see, the difference is not one. I mean, see, I think in our society, we've gotten confused on once of expect or once and what's reality, right? Everybody wants, dudes want the freaky, nasty supermodel girls, bad as hell, does all the freaky things, just bisexual or bring women to them. And, you know what I'm saying? They have freaky time. No other guys. He's the king of the castle. All the pussies is, right? That's what men want. But reality is different, right? See, women, I understand they want a man making a lot of money, take care of them. Of course, it's okay to want that. But the reality is, you're not going to get that because those men are not going to settle for a woman that has multiple kids and they were all ran through. They just not. They have options and you're not going to be the choice. Now, there are exceptions to the rules. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying in any way that there hasn't been a woman that has 40 guys, 2 kids and meet that guy making a lot of money that falls in love with her, takes care of her and the kids. It has happened. See, but the problem is women move as if they all are an exception to the rule. Like, that's the thing. Like, there are exceptions to the rules, but it's not always that you're the exception to the rule. See, women live their life as their exception to the rule. Men, we can't. Meaning that you have to live in reality. You meet a woman that has multiple kids. Reality is that she's not a good woman. She doesn't make good decisions. And you wife her up, she wasn't wifey material for the 2 guys she picked or to the 40 guys she had sex with. But now she's wifey to you. See, men are different. Men can have kids. Men can have all that stuff. And by nature, could still have a relationship with somebody else. But women is different because usually the kids are with them. So now the kid is with them. Now you got to pay pseudo dad to these damn badass kids. Then you got to deal with the baby daddy if he's still involved. And you have to support this crazy situation. And it's the expectation that you support it. That's the crazy thing. The expectation of it. So don't marry a woman that has kids and or has a high body count. Don't do it because all you're doing is enforcing the idea that that behavior is okay. See, I'm not saying that women didn't have it hard. You know, I think there were certain aspects of back in the day of women being hit and all that stuff. I think it's bad. But I see now how it kept women in under control. Because what we have now isn't a revelation for women. We don't have this big awakening where women are doing better or things are just so much better because women found their freedom. It's actually worse. More divorce, more abandoned kids, more abortions, it's everything is more now is horrible. So obviously the female movement, the women's rights movement, feminism, is not working. Because now as a society, we can't even define what a woman is. That's how bad it is. But see, we encourage that by marrying and taking care of these types of women. Us not being patient. See, the thing that's borderline sip, because at the end of the day, know your worth, King. Because at the end of the day, you deserve a woman that's going to be with you and is going to have a low body count, no kids. So y'all can start together. Y'all can start a life together and build. But when you sit out there and you don't be patient and you pick the first bad bitch with some titties and ass, but knowing she got kids and a high body count, because a woman got all that ass and titties, I guarantee a lot of niggas done smashed it. I was having a conversation the other night with my friend, and I was saying back in the days, women had morals. Women had a lot of morals where they really stood on that. They stood on that business, right? And they knew what they had was special. They knew they had a good body. They knew it looked good. So, you know what I'm saying? The man to get it was a special man. Because he had to put that work. Now, I'm not saying every man was husband material that she hit, but that man put that work in. He was an extraordinary man. He had that game. He had whatever, right? Now, with all these ugly women, let's be real, ugly big women able to go down to Miami and get liposuction and get a BBL, now they become bad bitches. But see, this is the problem. When ugly bitches become bad bitches, they still have ugly mentality. Meaning that when they were ugly, nobody wanted to fuck with them. All the bad girls were getting the attention, getting all the guys, right? So bad chicks that grew up understanding their worth as far as their pretty and stuff like that, understand that world, they could navigate it well. They had pride in their shit. They didn't give it up, blah, blah, blah. Not saying all girls did, but I'm just saying in general. But now these ugly women that become bad bitches, they have ugly woman mentality. These are the women that wanted attention, wanted the guys to like them. They don't understand the games of guys because they haven't dealt with it. So now they become bad bitches and they're fucking everybody because they meet a guy, he gets a little bit of game, they fucking everybody. They take an opportunity of being bad. Then they're like, yo, should I use my good looks to make some money? So now the ugly chicks are getting it that became bad bitches because of BBLs. So they're getting it now, right? Where back in the day, the fine woman would still get what she want to get, but she ain't had to give up no cheeks. Because, you know, men know they had to really put a work in to get cheeks to a bad bitch. You had to put real work in, right? And the ugly chicks, okay chicks, you'd have to put work in. So now the ugly chicks or the okay chicks, now they're bad bitches with ugly okay chick mentality. So now they're giving to everybody. They're enjoying life. They like people to want them. They like these guys fucking them up. Now, and they're getting the money now. They're getting the attention. Now the real bad bitches, naturally bad, good looking women with great bodies and all that stuff and great morals are looking at these bad chicks that they don't know are BBL chicks. They just think they're other bad chicks getting this bread. And now when their usual game of like having guys take them out and shit like that, wine and dine them, it ain't working because the man that got money's like, yo, well, I'm spending money on this bad bitch right here. And like at the end of the day, she not giving me nothing. But this bad bitch right here, she going to give me whatever for like shit, even less. See, because the guy don't know that bad chick was an ugly chick with a BBL in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? We just think like, oh, you know, she's a bad bitch. And we just move accordingly. But like, damn. We start to know it's like bad chicks are now, they're easier to attain. They're giving it up for like just a fucking dinner at Root Chris and shit, you know? Shit, sometimes not even that. So shit, all right. Now the bad chicks with morals are seeing the other bad chicks getting it. So they start to think that's what they got to do now to get it. When men start calling them back, when men ain't fucking with them no more, like, yo, shit, I ain't take you out no more. Sure, you ain't giving nothing. I want my new chick that's giving me. But you're like, damn, that's what bad bitches are doing to get it now. So now the moral, the chicks that have morals and bad bitches, they fucking everybody now because they like, yo, that's what all the bad bitches are doing now. So I'm going to get mine. And women are in competition with themselves. They're always in competition with another woman. So at the end of the day, they're like, damn, I gotta do all this shit to be a bad bitch. Now I gotta fuck dudes, do OnlyFans to get my money. I gotta set up the thirst trap. And it's not even a thirst trap because at the end of the day, any OFR, you pay them enough money, they gonna hit. See, back in the day, porno was porno. Like at the end of the day, those chicks weren't at, you know, men used to fantasize about porno chicks because you couldn't just go and see a porn chick have sex with her. Nah, that's what she did. She was out there just fucking everybody. If it wasn't her job making money, she wasn't with it. So you couldn't go up to a porn chick and say, yo, it's fuck. All right, cool. No, it was a fantasy. Now, in today's, OnlyFans is pretty much porno and you can reach out to half of them. You got some bands there. Fuck you. Because see, those are the ugly regular chicks that became bad bitches through BBL or whatever, and they breed ugly mentality. So as a man, you got to understand this, what's out there. And that's why I went through the whole thing, to make you understand what's out there. And that's why you should not pick a woman that has kids and a womb. Because at the end of the day, you need to pick a woman that's going to be on your level. Don't take the shit over a diamond. Don't let them fool you that the shit is a diamond. Don't let them tell you that you need to accept the shit, accept the smell, and treat it like you were the diamond. Don't do it. Don't be so desperate to have that you don't take the extra time to find the diamond. You know, or you can find a piece of coal and shape it into a diamond over time. Meaning, you know, you can find a young girl, you know what I'm saying? Somebody your age, if you're young, and you can build together and you create that diamond. But see, we don't even have that option anymore of creating the diamond or even being with the diamond. It's all shit. And we're supposed to accept it. And that's it. So men, if you can, and like I said, I'm not saying that there ain't women out there that you meet that's a phenomenal woman, that's a good woman, that made some mistakes in her past, and she's really on that path of doing good. But that energy she had when she was a bad girl, those perks she was giving people, if she's not giving you those perks as well, then you need to walk away. And let me repeat this. If there's anything your woman has done in her past life that she has not done with you, walk away. Because you want to experience these things with the person you really love and you have a connection with. But she's talking about, I won't do that again, but she's done it for another man. You're the simp. And I know that may be hard, but if she says, I've had threesomes and foursomes, and she tells you no, you're the simp. She doesn't love you. And that's the truth, guys. Pick yourself. Have somebody that reflects all the hard work you've done. When you paint a painting, you don't sit there and paint it for hours and hours and then just allow somebody else to fuck it up. No. It's your masterpiece. You protect it. But you start with a blank canvas and create. You don't take another picture and paint over it and say, this is a masterpiece, because it's not going to look the same as a blank canvas. Now, it may look good, but it's not going to look like if you did it on a blank canvas. And at the end of the day, these women out here have an expectation that you need to date them, that they're the prize. We have to burst that bubble. Let them understand that, yeah, you know what? You are a great woman, but you made some mistakes. And there's consequences of those mistakes. And the consequences, you're not going to get a man like me. Because I want a woman that I can start afresh with. I want a woman that's going to have my children and I'm with her. I'm going to have a woman that's not going to hold back her emotions, her physical, her mental. I want a woman that's not going to tell me I did X, Y, and Z with somebody else, but won't do with you. Or should, or in the back, yeah, you always know, maybe, you know, she did something with those other guys that she's not telling you. You don't know. Her head is rolled back and she's loving it. That was her world at that time. Now all of a sudden you're the best. Come on, guys, don't be fooled. All right. Appreciate you. One more time. Check out CassidyWilliams.com. All my podcasts, everything, my book, the skincare line, other podcasts I do. Couple Critics is popping. Go on there. All our reviews on movies, TVs, products, shows, etc. You know, so definitely check it out. And you know what? You want to know about me, everything I do, go to societyentertainment.com. That is my company. That's the company I've been rocking with for day one. Everything I talk about is other companies broken off from my main company, Society Entertainment. Go to societyentertainment.com. Our philosophy is culture, influence, lifestyle. And those are the three areas that my company covers, is culture, influence, lifestyle. And all the companies I have now are in those categories. But if you go on there, you can find out a little bit more about me, about the company and what we do. We are a global media company now, and we're taking things to the next level. Hopefully soon, with everything, we're moving down back to down in the heart of downtown Orlando to have our headquarters there. So we're doing a lot, making a lot of great moves. And I want to thank y'all for that, because y'all supported me. You already rocked with me. You were patient with me. And things slowed down with the podcast, but y'all, I still listened to my podcast, still was messing out. I was getting thousands of plays, you know what I'm saying, from y'all, when, even when it was quiet. And I appreciate you guys. All right. Until next time.